Welcome to Final Standings, a show where we play fun games with random different categories.
Here are your hosts, Brady Mock,
Luke Lozell,
and Justin Beanstalk. Today, we will be playing the 100 game and the Fast Money game from Family Feud, and we will explain the rules after the 100 game.
Today's category is anything.
Now, let's get started. I will start by thinking of something in my head, and the closer they are to guessing to it within 7 guesses, I will say higher the number. And if they guess the object I'm thinking, they get 100. Now, it can be anything, anything in the world. So, make sure to play along, and hopefully you guys will have fun.
Okay, so let's get started here. Let's just start off with something simple, like let's say...
Do you want to say inside or
yeah,
out?
Yeah, outside.
Outside? I'd give it like a 30.
That's okay. Good. That means it is outside.
Yeah, that means it's outside. Should we say, like, we could say, like, nature or like, sports?
I was thinking sports. Okay. I think we go for
Let's
that.
Let's go sports.
Sports is, like, a 12.
Okay, we lost that. All good.
Nature.
Nature, 60.
Ooh, okay.
Justin, how many guesses do we get?
That you was guys three. Have 4 more.
Okay. But we're at a 60 right now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go, like...
Maybe tree?
Yeah, I was gonna say that, tree.
You're getting closer, like an 80.
Okay, so it's gotta resemble tree. It's like plants, you know?
I wouldn't go for plants.
I know, but it's like, can we try dirt?
Sure.
Or like soil or dirt?
Soil.
That's gonna drop you down to like a 50, maybe 60.
Oh, shoot. Alright, we have 2 more guesses and we're at a tree.
It could be something like in the air. Tree's an 80, though.
Anything about, would you want to do an animal?
Yeah, sure, yes. That's actually a good idea.
Animal?
Back to like a still 50, 60.
Okay, we have to send it here.
You guys have 1 more guess.
I'm thinking a hike, maybe. No.
Okay.
Like it could be like something on a tree. If tree was 80, like that's really close. It could be
like an animal.
It could be a branch, it could be bark, it could be sap, it could be anything, you know? I think it's something on a tree. That's like the closest we have. Should we say
like a pine cone?
No. Let's not say pine cone. Let's do maybe stump? I don't know.
No, I don't think
Is that gonna... your final guess?
I don't think we go for a final guess.
Let's just send it and do something random. On a tree though.
What do you think about a pine cone?
No. I don't think it's a pine cone.
Do you want me to give you a hint?
Yes, yeah. Please. Yes.
Chicken Little.
Like
I got
fed,
it. I got it. I
what think. Is it?
Wait,
go ahead.
It could be sky.
Like an acorn?
Is that your final guess?
What?
Acorn?
Yeah.
Is that our final guess?
Is it your final guess?
It is. It sure yeah. is.
Acorn was 100.
Nice.
Whoa, that
nice.
Was a good guess.
Great, like, communicating and, like, debating at the very end.
I thought it was like, the sky, because it's like, you know, the sky is falling.
The sky is falling.
Yeah. That was a great guess, Luke. I'm very proud of that.
Yeah, Luke, that was just fantastic. That was a great thought.
Yeah.
And the sky... Scott, that also has something to do with Chicken Little.
Yeah. So, great guesses overall, and now I will be thinking of something, and Luke and Justin will try to guess.
Okay, sounds good.
So, I'm gonna. Do you have the thing in your head, Brady?
Yeah. Wait.
Luke, I say we just start off where we start off last round. What about outside?
I want to say like a 3.
A 3. Okay, Luke. What are we thinking here?
Side?
Yeah, outside was a 3. What do you think?
So, should we say inside?
No, we already know it's inside because outside was
true,
a 3.
That's true.
Good thoughts, Justin.
What about,
thank you,
how Brady. About event?
Event? Okay.
Event.
I'm going to give you like a 5.
Okay.
A little closer, but not close enough.
I'm. How about... This might be a stretch here. It's not event, so I wouldn't say it has to be like a holiday or like family, because that usually has something to do
with it. I think it's like a thing.
I'd say like maybe video games. And I know... How about video games?
I think we say games overall.
Games, games. That's smart.
I'm gonna say like a 20.
Oh my god, we're nowhere near it.
I think we take sports out.
Yeah, sports is too much outside.
Sports is gone because sports, they're all like technically a game.
Yeah.
I'm taking out sports. I'm taking out video games. I'm taking out.
Okay, can I give you a hint? You have 4 guesses left. It's a thing.
It's
a thing.
Could family be a guess here? No, because that's not a thing.
A thing.
So it's inside, has nothing to do with games. How about like school? Like a book, maybe.
Yeah,
something
school
like
is
that.
A great school.
I'm gonna give you like a 10 there.
Oh my god.
So our closest was games with a 20. Okay.
Okay, so it's not school. Yeah, okay, but it's a thing. Dang. And it's not outside, so it can't be like the ocean.
A thing. We have 3
guesses
or 2.
It's inside. It's not in school. It has nothing to do with an event. It is not a game.
Yep.
Okay.
Could it be, and has nothing to do with school.
Like, do you want to go for a chore here?
Okay. Yeah. Chore.
Chore.
I'm going to say like a 25.
Jeez, 25?
25? Wow, this is a random thing.
We have to keep thinking.
It's pretty random. It's just not something you'd think about.
It's inside and has nothing to do with the school. Does it have anything to do with like, should I say bedroom here?
I think you should.
Bedroom's gonna take you to like a 55.
Okay, nice, Justin.
We only have 1 guess left.
Okay, we're gonna send it here.
Send it.
Okay, but think about this for a second.
Okay.
55 for a bedroom. Only 55.
So
he's telling me that it's in a different room.
Yeah,
he's telling me that it's in the kitchen. I think.
No, that's okay. Nothing to do with school. Nothing to do with games. Nothing to do with family. Nothing to do with events. Nothing to do. Something like. Maybe it could, and it's 55, so maybe it's like a kitchen utensil.
I think it might be a
like a fork or a spoon or a knife. I don't know.
Is that your final?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Yeah, let's
a
go
fork.
For it. A fork.
No.
No.
What was it? The final word was couch.
Couch?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we were nowhere near that, were we?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to the next segment, we're going to be playing Family Feud.
Wait,
okay.
should I do 100 or no?
No. I don't think we have enough time.
We're already 8-9 minutes in.
Okay. So the way we're going to play this game is we're going to have 2 contestants compete against each other to earn as many points as possible in a short amount of time. The way you earn points is by each different contestant has 20 seconds to answer 5 different questions. And how well they answer the question is how many points they get. It's just like Family Feud, but Final Standings version. So, let's begin.
Let's go.
100 to win. Okay.
It's me versus Justin. Brady is the host.
All right.
Okay, so Justin, name a house you never want to be in.
A slaughterhouse.
Okay, so you say a slaughterhouse. Okay, noted.
Noted.
Now name something associated with vampires.
Blood.
Blood. Okay. Now name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife.
A cake?
That's not a bad guess. Now name something in a person's closet that only comes out on a special occasions.
Wine.
Wine?
That's
closet, but
okay. I don't know.
Yeah, that's no definitely taken. Not on there.
But, okay. If you could go to the land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for?
Money.
That's suck. All right, is that all?
Okay, so yes, that is all. So Justin, the first time you guessed slaughterhouse, 0 points there.
0. What was the okay?
Number one answer was haunted house.
That was my guess, bro.
Name something associated with vampires. You said blood. Number 2 answer. That's 29 points.
Okay, 29.
Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. You said cake. Cupcake counts, but that is the number 4 answer, and you got 8 points for that.
So 8 and 29.
Now, you said name something in a person's closet that only comes out on a special occasions. You said wine for some reason, and that's a 0.
Yeah, I'd think so.
Was suit the number one?
I completely lost it.
What? Was a suit the number one?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. A suit?
A tux. Tuxedo.
Oh, a tuxedo. Oh, that's such a dumb guess.
If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask a wizard for? Money, number one answer. You ended with 74 points.
Okay.
I ended with 74?
Yeah, so let's see if Luke can beat this. So, okay, all right, Luke, your turn. Name something you might see in a commercial for during a basketball game.
Something you might see a commercial for during a basketball game. Gatorade.
Yeah. Oh.
Gatorade.
Nice guess.
Okay. Tell me a word that rhymes with election.
Perfection.
Okay, so Luke, when you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet bowl?
What? Brown.
Okay, so next, if your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took him with.
Something I would be surprised he took with him.
Yes.
What? There's everything in the... That's such a hard one.
What do you think... What would you be surprised, though? Like, what would you be like, why did he take that?
But I could say anything in the world here that I would be surprised. That's Luke. Not a dog toy.
Just make a guess.
I'm going to say clothes, okay. Human clothes.
Okay. Now, for the last one, what is something you keep in your car just in case?
Pepper spray?
Okay. Now, is it for Luke Loisel. All right. And I'm going to tell you, it is very, very close.
Okay.
Okay, so... Name something you might see in a commercial for during a basketball game. You said sports drink. Survey says 0.
What was the number one?
A car.
What?
No, it's a TV. Like
that's so tough. That's so tough.
Yeah. Okay. So you said tell me a word that rhymes with election. You said perfection. Number 3 answer is 6 points. Number 1 was selection. So when you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope not to see in the toilet bowl? Number 1 answer, brown, and you got 61 points.
61. Okay,
that's crazy.
There's a lot of answers, so it's a lot of points. So if your dog ran away, name something you'd be surprised he took him with. You said clothes. 6 points. And the last
one. What was the number 1 for that?
Cat. Because that's funny.
He's going to take his cat with him.
That's surprising, you know? What's something you keep in your car just in case? And you said?
Pepper spray.
0. And you ended with?
I lost.
73.
Did I win?
You lost by 1 point.
No!
And you ended with? 73. Just 1 below Justin, and Justin takes this one.
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay, yeah, this was a great game. I hope we do this in later episodes. This was really
fun. That was really fun.
Hope you guys tuned in. And thank you for listening to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.
We'll see you next week.